Hey, it's Marilyn for Gallery Chit Chat. With me is Kerry Barrett, well-known local artist in Gawler. She and Pat Lowe, who is also a local artist, have an exhibition which opened on Sunday, the 2nd of October. Their exhibition is showing on the ground floor in the Red Hen Room. Hello, Kerry.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Kerry, a most successful exhibition.
Yes, it's been quite, the opening was very good. We sold paintings and we sold some of our cards, so we're all very happy.
That is excellent. I didn't realise that you did cards as well.
Yes, we both do cards.
And are they blank in the middle? So people can...
They are. They can be used for anything.
There's absolutely.
The collage of drawings or paintings or material on the front and
yes.
Can be used for absolutely anything.
They're great. They're very unique.
Well, definitely unique.
If you want to just give somebody a card that nobody else will give them... Go along to the gallery because there's heaps there.
Yes, there's...
And very reasonably priced when you consider that they're all handcrafted, handmade.
Yeah, they're all about between, $4 and $6.
Yes.
Which is about normal for cards these days.
Well, these are little masterpieces, most of them.
A lot of them are... Well, most of them are handmade.
Mm.
Either sort of paintings or collage or material.
Yeah. How did you get started with painting?
Well, I've always been interested in sketching and drawing. Even as a child, I used to try and draw.
Yeah.
Living in the mountains in New South Wales.
Right.
But it wasn't until I was working in the coal mines up in Central Queensland.
You were working in the coal mines.
I was. We set up a first aid room medical centre for the miners on site.
Because you're a nurse.
Because I'm a nurse, yes. I'm a registered nurse. And much to the disgust of some of the people at the time, but they got to love us in the end.
And why wouldn't they want a medical?
It was one of the miners' jobs. It was the first aid room is the miners' job.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it always has been. They've always had safety and mining people there. But they thought they'd up the ante and get some registered nurses in, occupational health nurses. So, yeah, it caused a bit of a ruckus to start, but that's all right. Now, while I was up there in Blackwater, because I used to work shift work as part of, I suppose, something to do when I wasn't at work.
Yes.
I used to clean there was a hall that the potters and that the artists actually used as a place to paint and pot sort of thing, two separate areas. And I used to clean it just for something to do, really, in my bit of community stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, one of the artists that came up there and taught regularly a week at the time was Eric Minchin, founder of the Brushman of the Bush. And I was looking at the paintings that they were doing and I asked, could I have a go? And he said yes. And that's how it all started. He sort of, I found out that I could actually paint. And then, they were short one person. They had a week of painting down in Broken Hill that Eric was taking a course, a tutor. And I went along, had no real idea of what I was doing and had very, very basic paints and canvases.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was great. I could do all the painting and Eric was encouraging to the point where he said, I must keep painting. So I have.
Yeah. And so is landscape your favourite?
Landscape is definitely my favourite.
Yeah.
I'm not really good with portraits or still life. It just doesn't do anything for me. I like landscapes. And we're learning some... with the art group, the Gawler Art Society, we all help one another all the time. We have some very talented artists, and I've done a bit of semi-abstract work with
That's them, not so. As easy as it would seem.
It's not as easy as it looks, no.
No, because I thought, oh, I could do that, but I found out I couldn't.
No, no, you can't. It's really difficult. So basically, yeah, I paint in oils mostly, and I started using pastels about 12 months ago, and I love them. Mm-hmm. They're so quick and easy. Pastels. I have a go at watercolour and acrylics and things, but my first love would be oils.
Do you come from a creative family?
I probably do. Not really, because we all had to work hard. We were all sort of, you know, Dad was at work when he was 13, and Mum was an orphan. So, but Dad was talented. He could make anything. You know, he could draw to scale machinery any training whatsoever, and then make it.
Golly!
Yeah, I think we get the talent from Dad's side of the family. There are some artists, actually, who are his cousins, some very well-known Sydney artists who were his cousins. Long gone now.
Has any particular artist influenced you?
Mostly no particular one, but mostly I like the Heidelberg School. I like the early Australian artists.
Yes.
I'm not that keen on sort of, well, it's not that I don't like them, but I'm not that keen on European artists because it's sort of not our landscape. It's not what
it's not our light or colours.
I liked years ago when I was over in Europe, I went to the Rijksmuseum and I loved Rembrandt's paintings because of the light. But all the old masters sort of, you just grow up with them, so yeah, you know, I like them, but I wouldn't try and emulate them.
No. Has your art changed much over time?
Well, I got better.
You got better.
I've got better. Not really. I still do landscapes a lot, and I'm just improving and learning how to work with different mediums, like I started off with oils and I was quite happy with that. But when I joined the Art Society here after I retired, they have workshops once a month. Yeah. And so I was having a go at anything, you know, charcoal, watercolour, pastels. That's where I found out I could really, I love pastels.
Yeah.
Just improving. It hasn't changed dramatically, really.
Can you tell us a little bit of what people would see in the Red Hen Room?
Yes. There's probably about 10 or 12 paintings each of mine and Pat's.
Yep.
Pat does a lot of, she's very, very creative and very talented. She's got paintings there that are a mixed media paintings where it's watercolour, acrylics, pencils, material, collage, stamps, everything. There's three of them and the pots that are actually in the paintings are her own pots. She was a potter for years and years. So, and they're exquisite. I really think they're fantastic. There's still life, there's landscapes, there's a bit of everything in actual fact.
Yeah.
And the reason we did it was because we had quite a lot of paintings stored up and we decided that we'd have a bit of a sale.
Yeah.
So the prices that are on all these paintings are basically cost price on most of them.
Mm-hmm.
Just the what it costs you to get them framed and all organised and what have you. I think it's sort of a bit of an eclectic mix of paintings, but we've had very positive feedback.
It takes you a little while to, I mean, it's a small room, but it takes you quite a while to have a decent look at everything.
We've had...
And as you say, it's eclectic. There's quite a lot of different subject matter there and sizes and...
There's probably something to suit everybody, including an old Holden. That's Pat's old F.J. painting. Well, not the old painting. It's a painting of an old F.J. Holden, and it's really excellent.
It is. It doesn't sound like the usual subject matter.
No.
An old dumped car, but
there is no usual subject matter for Pat. She can do anything. Comes up with all these very creative ideas.
Well, I certainly urge people to come along to the exhibition. It goes until the 6th of November. Mm-hmm. The gallery is open from Thursday to Saturday.
Sunday.
10 till 4, mm-hmm. and then Sunday 9 till 3.
Yes.
So get along there at 9 and you can catch all the markets as well on Sunday, which is why they changed that time.
Very true.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Now, perhaps we should remind people where it is if they don't know. It's at the old station master's house.
Yes, at the Gawler Station, the double-storey part of Gawler Station, the old station master's house, and everybody's welcome.
Yeah, there's four rooms, all named after famous trains.
Yes.
In South Australia. Four different exhibitions and a gift shop. Where you can buy all sorts of things there as well. So thank you very much, Kerry, for talking with us.
Thank you.